You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. As the World Economic Forum wraps up in Davos, Switzerland this week, we will be reflecting on some of the outcomes from there. We know that there's been a lot of topics that have been conversational pieces. We've seen the likes of our central bank governor speak there. We've also seen the president outline what it is that we have from an objective point of view. If you remember earlier in the week, we also spoke to Business Unity South Africa's Kaz Kuvadia around that as well, around what South Africa was looking to get out of this. We're going to be taking a look at some of the key areas that could potentially be of benefit for South Africa and the African continent. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of Corporate and Investment Banking at Standard Bank Group, Luvuyo Masinda, to take a look at this. Good evening, Luvuyo. Thanks so much for taking the time. Now, infrastructure has been such a big talking point from the president's investment drives all the way through to what we've heard ministers say about turning South Africa into one big construction site. What is the current state of Africa's infrastructure, whether we're looking at roads, railways, and all sorts of other things?
Thanks, Jimmy, for having me. I suppose the starting point is why infrastructure? And, you know, through many literature, it's very evident that investment in infrastructure is such a huge multiplier in its effect in economic growth. So it's an obvious place to focus on. And also it's a big opportunity to increase employment and grow employment. And that's why actually across globally, but particularly in Africa, that's been a key focus. In Africa, it's got an added important context in that when you consider the needs of the continent, both in its ability to facilitate trade, to support economies to grow, and just in general social infrastructure, there's definitely been a lag. When you look at the various quotes, there is a gap of roughly $100 billion per annum that is required just to catch up, which then tells you the challenges that we see with Africa infrastructure across its various segments, whether it's the road infrastructure, the hard infrastructure of road, rail, water, and some of the soft one, social ones, specifically around healthcare and schools and the likes. And so there's a lot of work that's required to be done in Africa, but it provides a great opportunity for the continent.
That opportunity is not a cheap opportunity. I mean, infrastructure development surely is one of the most expensive kind of investment or capital intensive exercises. How do we kind of reconcile that mismatch? We know that the African continent needs infrastructure, but at the same time, it also needs the capital for that infrastructure. How do we harness the capital? How do we make African infrastructure an attractive investment opportunity?
No, you're absolutely correct, Jimmy, in that firstly, this is not a new phenomenon. And part of the difficulty that has sort of stood in the way for us to achieve our aspirations across the continent has been the expensive nature of infrastructure. There's been other challenges around policy and the consistency of policy and transparency of policy to invite private capital. That's probably one of the biggest shifts that we're seeing, whether it's in South Africa. We've seen it first in the energy sector, specifically in South Africa, around the renewable independent power producer programs. That's been exceptionally successful in bringing the partnership between private and the public sector. And I think there's a realization across the continent that is that model, because there's just not sufficient capital on the continent to fund what is required. And so that's probably been the biggest shift, and the discussions that have taken place is firstly, how do we mobilize and find these pools of capital, and how do we access them in a manner that suits the needs of the continent? And lastly, how do we make it affordable? And so that's been quite a bit of the discussions. And, you know, from ourselves as a bank, Standard Bank, the largest bank on the continent, we think we play a very critical role. Our aspiration is to support the growth of Africa, and that will include using our own resources, financial resources. But actually, more importantly, is to find areas of collaboration, of finding these pools of capital, structuring in the way that makes sense for the African continent needs, and then making it available for the right projects.
Luvuyo, the capital side of it is one aspect of it. The other side of it is the policies. A lot of infrastructure development sits with kind of within the public sector, less within the private sector, especially from a South African point of view when I think around things like Eskom, Transnet and the big parastatals. And accompanying the public sector conversation is a policy conversation. A lot of the time there's a hesitancy to invest because policy is unclear. What could be done from that perspective to kind of bridge the gap, meet halfway, so that those that come from the capital side of it that say we want to put capital in are at least assured that policy will not be lagging and policy will actually help speed up the development of the infrastructure?
Well, firstly, I mean, I suppose that's a part of the power of, conferences like the World Economic Forums, in that you have got a mix of both, regulators on one end or policymakers on one end and the capital. And so there's a piece around actually policymakers actually having a very clear understanding on from the capital supply side on what are some of the challenges. But if you bring it to South Africa and you consider some of the progress we've made, I've made an example of what you've seen in the energy sector. When you consider now the steps that have been taken around our transport logistic sector and the move, even for Transnet as an example, towards more partnership with the private sector, it's clear in our mind that, that message is starting to land. It's just a matter of, can we do it quicker? Because we operate in a very competitive environment. The longer we wait to put the policies in place that creates the enabling environment, we might lose out to some of our neighboring countries who might act faster. So I think the discussion around what needs to be done is become much more clearer. It's whether we can act with speed, and whether we have the appropriate people capacity or human capital capacity throughout the value chain across both the capital providers and, more importantly, on the policy side.
The continent is hungry for growth. There are capital allocators like Standard Bank waiting to assist in that growth. We just need to get our ducks in a row and be on the same page about the conversations that we are having. But the opportunity is definitely there. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Luvuyo. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Luvuyo Masinda, who is the CEO of Corporate and Investment Banking at the Standard Bank Group. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.